And as a comeback, both in the sea, on land, and in the air, ancient murrelets are starting to return to numbers not seen in Haida-Gwaii since European colonization. All that was needed was to, well, eliminate its predator, the rat. Tyler Pete is the Gwaihana's manager for resource conservation, and I've reached him in Ottawa this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So what are the numbers like of murrelets where you've eradicated the rats?
What are the numbers like?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a firm handle on exactly what the numbers are. We do know that they are already starting to recover. We have another eradication operation similar to this one. It's been taken as much as 5 years to demonstrate a real substantial recovery.
Right.
But because of some of the ongoing monitoring that we've done since the eradication was complete, we are now aware of the presence of some, we're hoping, breeding pairs on the island, which
nice.
We think will increase the level of response.
So no firm numbers, but the evidence is that you're actually seeing the possible pairing, as you mentioned, of breeding pairs. Is that the evidence that we're looking at?
Yeah, that's not the only good news. In addition to having some evidence of the presence of the seabirds, there's also anecdotal evidence of shore crabs. Those are the little sort of purplish crabs that you see skittering about the intertidal. And those numbers appear to be up. And, of course, they would have been an alternative food source to the rats when they weren't feeding on seabirds themselves or on seabird eggs.
That's something I did not know. So those shore crabs, they're in great numbers, but they're probably now in greater numbers then.
That's correct.
Okay. So take us back a little bit. For those that do not know about the history of the murrelet, what had happened to this species?
Well, as I think the presence of rats is probably fairly understood by everybody, they tend to hitch rides on vessels, and consequently it's been a long time since they have shown up on Haida-Gwaii. And to boot, they're really, really prodigious swimmers, so that facilitates their spread from one island to the next. So the impact that they're having on seabirds is typically they predate firstly upon their eggs, so they'll actually breach the shell of the egg and feed on the contents, and in some instances they'll actually feed on the seabirds themselves. We've got video footage of rats eating seabirds as they are sitting on their clutch of eggs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And how bad was it? How low did the numbers get? Were they becoming quite hard to see, the murrelets?
On certain islands, these islands, yeah, they were. They were hard to find. They were present in other colonies in other parts of Haida-Gwaii and in other parts of Gwaihanas. But on these islands, the presence was down to the point that they were really, really quite hard to observe.
Interesting. We have talked about the rat eradication on our program a number of times as it was introduced. It's been a long process.
Yeah, it has. The project started back in 2009, and in a ground-based eradication was carried out on the smaller Bischoff and Arachica Islands during Phase 1 in 2011, and then an aerial eradication on Murchison and Faraday Islands in 2013. So for this project, we had enormous assistance from several partners. There was Island Conservation and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation from the U.S., an organization called Conservación de Islas from Mexico, and, of course, Coastal Conservation from right here in British Columbia.
How many islands are there on the archipelago of Haida-Gwaii?
That's a good question. It's probably something I should know quite promptly, but yeah, I'd have to.
Because I'm wondering, because if the rats can swim, I mean, you're wondering if they've been completely eradicated. I imagine there are probably still a few around that could come back.
Well, that's a really, really good question, and that's one we often get asked. So the other part of this, of course, is the whole question of biosecurity. Now that we've gone to this effort and have had this success, we're really, really keen to keep these islands rat-free. So to that end, we're developing a biosecurity program that is sort of advancing, I guess, on a number of fronts. One of them is a fairly intensive genetic sampling, I guess, of the neighboring rat pack populations. So we're in our second year of that now, where we basically trap rats and take tissue samples from them, send it away to a lab to determine what the genetic composition of each individual is. And using that info, we can figure out just exactly what range each colony of rats has and how far they are able to spread, how quickly they do, etc. And so that information is going to be used to develop a number of strategies to make sure that these islands remain rat-free. the other approach in our biosecurity program, of course, is one of awareness. And so we're, you know, in any of the literature that you are able to read online, or in any of the packages that visitors have access to when they come to Guaianas, there's a bunch of information there about, you know, the importance of keeping your vessels rat-free. And to make that even easier, we provide rat management kits. So there's a kit with several strategies, I guess, for keeping your boat rat-free. So rat traps and some bait stations, that kind of thing.
In the meantime, what's the next step for the next phase in terms of the murrelets themselves?
Well, we have, I guess for us, it's going to be mostly one of monitoring. We've got an intensive monitoring program in place that will allow Parks Canada and the Haida Nation to measure the recovery of a range of species over the long term, not just the murrelet. We're confident that the nesting seabird populations will once again flourish on these islands. Mm. In fact, like I mentioned earlier, we're using some low-impact acoustic and remote camera monitoring techniques that reveal that there are still very, very small remnant populations here, and we expect that this is going to hasten the recovery to levels that were seen before rat invasion happened.
Well, fascinating to watch. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Tyler.
Well, thank you very much.
Tyler Pete is the Resource Conservation Manager for Guaianas National Park.